ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாஸம் தத்ோ ஜயமுதீரயே நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷு பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவையா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. டுடே வி ஆர் ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 8 Chapter 4. Gajendraha Bhagavat Sparshat Vimuktaha Ajnana Bandhana Praptaha Bhagavataha Rupam Pitavashaha Chaturbhujaha கஜேந்திரோ பகவத் ஸ்பர்ஷாத் விமுக்தோ ஞானபந்தனா ப்ராப்தோ பகவதோ ரூபம் பீதவாஷாச்சதுர்புஜஃ. கஜேந்திரோ பகவத் ஸ்பர்ஷாத் விமுக்தோ ஞானபந்தனா ப்ராப்தோ பகவதோ ரூபம் பீதவாஷாச்சதுர்புஜஃ. கஜேந்திரோ பகவத் ஸ்பர்ஷாத் விமுக்தோ அஜ்ஞானபந்தனா ப்ராப்தோ பகவதோ ரூபம் பீதவாஷாச்சதுர்புஜஃ.
બોલો
Gajendraha, the king of the elephants, Gajendra, Gajendra, Bhagavat Sparshat, because of being touched by the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vimuktaha, was immediately freed, Ajnana Bandhanat, from all kinds of ignorance, especially the bodily concept of life. Praptaha, achieved. Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rupam, the same bodily features. Pitavashaha, wearing yellow garments. Chaturbhujaha, and four-handed, with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus. Translation performed by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because Gajendra, the king of elephants, had been touched directly by the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was immediately freed of all material ignorance and bondage. Thus he received the salvation of Sarupya Mukti, in which he achieved the same bodily features as the Lord, being dressed in yellow garments and possessing four hands. Purport. One is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by having this grass body touched by the Lord. His body turns into a spiritual body and he can go back home back to Godhead. Gajendra assumed a spiritual body when his body was touched by the Lord. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj assumed a spiritual body in this way. Archana Paddhati, daily worship of the deity, provides an opportunity to touch the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus it enables one to be fortunate enough to get a spiritual body and go back to Godhead. Not only by touching the body of the Supreme Lord, but simply by hearing about his pastimes, chanting his glories, touching his feet and offering worship. In other words, by serving the Lord somehow or other, one is purified of material contamination. This is the result of touching the Supreme Lord. One who is a pure devotee, Anyavilashita Sunyam, who acts according to the Shastra and the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, certainly becomes purified. Like Gajendra, he assumes a spiritual body and returns home back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, here it is mentioned how Gajendra attained Sarupya Mukti by the touch of the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, because of that, he became completely free from all kinds of ignorance, especially the bodily concept of life. Right? So, it is very important to become free from bodily concept of life. You know, Srila Prabhupada gives this example that suppose you are traveling in your car, you know, some expensive Mercedes-Benz car. Actually, suppose because if somebody comes and does accident, you know, crashes the car, and the body of the car becomes damaged, even though that owner is not the car, still he becomes very pained because the car is damaged. Why? Because he is thinking it is my car, because of the attachment to the car. Actually, there was no need for the owner to become so much pained, because his body is not damaged, his car body is damaged, right? But because of attachment, he was feeling pained. So Prabhupada gave this example. In the same way, there was no need for the soul to suffer in this world, because whatever damage that is happening, birth, death, old age and disease, it is happening to the body, not to the soul. But because of ignorance, attachment to the body, we are all feeling pain. Of course, Prabhupada says that we are dreaming, and then in the dream, some very bad dream where some tiger is swallowing or something like that. Right? So, even though it is not factual, still we feel the pain. We feel the pain of the bad dream. So, it is very important to wake up from the sleep. So, like this, so Prabhupada explained, yesterday I was reading Raghunath, Rahugana's conversation with Jadabharat. Right? Jadabharat, you know, Raghuna was asking, you know, anyway, it's a different topic. So, like that, we should be aware of this fact, you know, to become free from. Once Govinda Simataji, actually she and her boyfriend Gary, They were some 1500 kilometers away from San Francisco. So they were artists, you know, painters and all. So they somehow they reached to San Francisco. Within the 2 months of their arrival in San Francisco, they got a call that, you know, they should attend Bhagavad Gita classes. You know, Prabhupada was giving lectures that time in Frederick Street. So they went, and then after the lecture, Mukund Maharaj, he took them to Prabhupada. And then that time Prabhupada was free and all. So Prabhupada was talking to them. And then very friendly, what are you doing? What, you know, who is your father? You know, what are they doing? And all that stuff. Then she said, I am an art student. I travel to many countries, you know, in Europe, you know, England and Spain and other countries. So Prabhupada's eyes became very wide. He said, oh, at this such a young age, you have traveled so much? So Prabhupada was thinking she is just 16, 17. But she was looking very young, even though she was 19, 20 years old at the time, she was explaining. Then she said, even though I went to so many, all these places, I was not at all happy. I was not at all satisfied. Then Prabhupada's eyes became more large. Yes, yes, that is required. One must be disgusted with this material world. Then only, you know, you can become Krishna conscious like that. Later on, she got initiated. On the day, they don't know anything, you know. Like Anangamanjari Mataji was saying, when she got initiated, there was a shortage of kelas. Banana. And then she gave her banana to someone else. And then she doesn't have any banana only. Like that. And then they were all fasting because for a havan, you know. They have to fast. They can't eat. So they Prabhupada's accent, little Bengali accent, little heavy. So Prabhupada told them that they should put all these bananas and all everything in the fire. So they understood something else. Everybody took out the bananas and ate. Prabhupada said, why, what are you doing? You know? So you have to put in the oven. So she was saying, we don't know. They are putting some dyes and all that. Prabhupada was chanting some mantras. We didn't know anything. Then she was saying, after the initiation, I was little dissatisfied. She was expecting something else and all that. And then then she went to Prabhupada after the initiation. Swamiji, I was expecting something. After initiation, I thought I will become liberated. But I was feeling the same. So Prabhupada sat down and very patiently explained to her, saying that, you see the fan? Then he unplugged the fan. You know? Then once you unplug the fan, you know, once you switch off the fan, even though current supply is not there, still, you know, the chakras, the fan, you know, moves for some time and then stops. Like that. And in the Prabhupada said, in the same way, you are unplugged from material life on this day, on this day of initiation. You are unplugged from material life. But still, it will move. It will, for some more time, there will be some effect. You know, the chakras are moving still, like that. Then Prabhupada said, eventually, fan will stop. Right? Because the current supply is stopped. Eventually, fan is, like that, eventually your material of life also will stop. Only thing is, you must follow what I have given you. Simple process. Whatever I have given you simply follow, your material life will stop. Is it clear? Huh? So one should not be frustrated. All of us, we are sitting here, the plug is unplugged. because we are hearing about Krishna. It is a matter of time. You know, it will come to stop. Only thing they have to do is follow whatever Prabhupada has given us. Very simple. Right? That is why Krishna consciousness is very simple for simple devotees, simple minded, and very difficult for crooked people. Right? If somebody comes and tells, Prabhuji, Krishna consciousness is very difficult, you know, finding it very difficult, that means he is a crooked person. He is not simple. It is simple for the simple hearted, difficult for the crooked people. Simple. Right? Krishna consciousness like that. Anyway, another time Prabhupada said, somebody said, oh, this Krishna consciousness is very difficult, Prabhupada. Yeah, then he said, yeah, Krishna consciousness is difficult, but material life is impossible. Right? Like that. So you follow this process, like Gajendra has got this result. In the same way, we also will get that result. But we don't want this Sarupya Mukti that Gajendra has achieved. Right? We don't want to go to Vaikuntha assuming 400 forms. Right? We want to go to Golok Vrindavan. That is a different matter. So we should not aspire also for this kind of liberation. Right? So, it is described the touch of the Supreme Personality of Godhead very nicely here. We study in Putana's pastime also. When Putana came dressing herself as a gopi, everybody, especially Yashoda, Rohini Mata, they all thought some Lakshmi Devi came, because she dressed herself very beautifully, you know, wearing very nice sari, looking very beautiful, and in her hand, you know, she was twirling a lotus flower. So they were all thinking, our Krishna is Vishnu, he is like Vishnu, and Lakshmi Devi came, like that. So, but actually, she is a very dangerous, you know, Rakshasi. Radha Govind Maharaj says that Putana is some kind of jati. It is not name. Right? But actually, because she was so expert in her job of drinking the blood of the children, you know, so that name is, that Putana, the jati itself became her name. Like that. And then when she came, she was showing so much love to Krishna. And for a moment, Yashoda and Rohini, they thought, are, she is having more love than us. Then she immediately took Krishna, and then she was sort of chastising Yashoda. This boy is sleeping, must be tired. Don't you give milk, you know, very often? Like that, you know, she took her, you know. Actually, Krishna was, all of you know, some other time I'll explain. Krishna closed his eyes. There are so many explanations why Krishna closed his eyes. Then, he, with his feet, you know, he caught hold of her waist. And with his one hand, he caught hold of one breast. And, you know, and then with another hand, he took another breast and caught hold of, you know, her body like that. So completely touching, you know, his divine body to the body of Putana. Then it is mentioned that here there are two things to be drunk. One is wish, another is milk. Because she applied Kalkut wish, you know, on her breast. So, it is mentioned that Krishna, now here two people are drinking. Sar Roshena. One is Krishna is drinking milk, Another is Rosha, means Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is drinking poison. You know? Like that. So, along with drinking the milk, he was taking away her life also. So it became so painful for her that, you know, she got up, you know, then, please leave me, leave me, leave me. Then she started shouting, Munchati, Munchati, leave me, leave me, leave me. Right? Then she ran towards the Kamsa's garden was there. You know, there if she fell. And then crushing so many trees, you know, 16 miles distance, her body spread like that. So, Maharaj says that, ek bar Krishna kisi ko pakad leta hai, chhodte nahi wapas. Because she was crying, you know, chhodo, 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 leave me, leave me, leave me, aur kidhar chhodo. Bas, ek bar Krishna pakad leta hai na. So, new bhakta log, galti kar di aap log. Kyunki Krishna consciousness is one-way traffic. NIT, they are regretting. Right? Once anybody comes to Krishna, Krishna will never leave them again. One way traffic. Only, you know, mafia movies mein bolte hai na, ek bar mafia mein join hone ke baad wapas nahi ja sakta hai. Aate hai idhar apna marji se. लेकिन जाते हैं हमारा मर्जी से. राइट <Right? laughs> ऐसा एक मूवी में डायलॉग है लाइक दैट. एक बार वंस यू कम टू कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, कृष्णा विल नेवर लीव यू. लाइक यद्गत्वा निवर्तन्ते तद्धाम परमम मम. इफ यू ऑब्जर्व ऑल द डीमंस हु हैव कम टू वृंदावन, दे कुड नेवर गो बैक. Have you observed? Ek demon bhi bahar wapas nahi gaya. Kamsa, all the time Kamsa is sending so many demons, one by one, starting with Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Vyomasur, you know, Pranavrat, then Sakatasur, Vatsasur, Vyomasur, Keshi demon, Aristasur, Shankachuda. Oh, everybody, nobody, you know. Nobody could go back. Yadgatvan nivartante taddham pramamma. Whoever comes to my dham, they will never go back again. From this Bhoma Vrindavan, he sent all of them to Vaikuntha. Right? From here, direct transfer to all of them. Right? So, because Putana was touched by Krishna's transcendental body, because he drank the milk of Putana, you know, he awarded the same position as his own mother. It is said that Putana is so cruel, that she will simply drink the blood of small, you know, just born children. Because that was a strategy of Kamsa, right? And his ministers, that whoever is born within 10 days, they should be killed. That was a strategy. And then Maharaj says that actually Putana, these they are so powerful that they just think that this child should be should die, and I should drink the milk, I should drink the blood. Without she doing anything externally, without even touching the body of the child, that child dies and she can drink the milk, blood. Like that, she was very, very cruel like that. So Acharya's comment that Krishna thought Putana has crossed all the limits of cruelty. Right? Krurta ka had paar kar di unhone. And then Krishna thought, if Putana can cross all the limits of cruelty, I will cross all the limits of mercy. दया का सब यू नो कृपा का सब हद पार कर दिया भगवान ने पूतना का पास टाइम में राइट. सो दैट इज वे ब्रह्मा जी लेटर ऑन ही सेज दैट माय डियर लॉर्ड दिस पूतना अगासुर बकासुर यू नो दैट होल फैमिली कृष्णा डिलीवर्ड राइट. यू हैव गिवन ऑल योर मर्सी वॉट एवर इज देयर यू हैव गिवन टू ऑल दीज असुरास ऑल दोज लेडीज हु हैव गिवन मिल्क विथ लव वॉट यू विल गिव देम बिकॉज यू हैव एग्जॉस्टेड एवरीथिंग वॉट यू विल गिव देम बिकॉज दोज हु आर यू नो वर्शिप यू गिवन यू सो मच लव बिकॉज टू द डीमंस इफ यू आर गिविंग सो मच मर्सी what have you got to give to all the devotees who are serving you with so much love. That's why Brahma ji said you will remain indebted to all the devotees. That's why Krishna says you know later on that you know my dear gopis na parayeham you have to be satisfied with your own glories of your service because I am exhausted, I can't give, you know repay my debt to you all of you like that. So this is Putana. So, no, then when Putana was body was burnt, you know everybody was getting the fragrance, you know because Krishna's body is giving the fragrance of aguru, sandalwood pulp, you know pure sandalwood pulp, and saffron and musk. So the fragrance from Krishna's body, you know, this is the fragrance one gets from Krishna's body, you know, agru, sandalwood pulp, musk and saffron, right? So one acharya says that how all these rivers, all the flowers in Vrindavan, you know, and all these lakes, you know, all these lotus flowers. Where do they get their fragrance from? Right? It is very nicely explained that when Krishna is always wearing some pitambar dhoti and orange turban and some you know kurta and all that. So when Mother Yashoda, when she removes all those clothes and puts them on the you know on the floor, the Mother Earth plunders the fragrance from the clothes of Krishna. And then out of mercy, she spreads all, you know, she gives this fragrance to all these flowers, you know, all these rivers, lakes, lotus flowers, you know, all the jharna, waterfalls. That is the secret they say, you know, they are plundering the fragrance from the body of Krishna by the mercy of Mother Earth, like that. So she got such a, that so much nice fragrance is coming from the body of you know, putana, when it is being burnt. Right? Even our bodies are burnt also, such fragrance doesn't come. You know, there is a chita ka, jab chita jalta hai na, ek tarah ka smell aata hai, wohi smell aayega. Right? But because putana was touched by Krishna, the putana's body became transcendental. Then Krishna awarded the same position as his mother, Datri. Like that. And in the same way, Agasura, you know, Agasura pastime, all of you know, Krishna entered that huge demon, Agasura's body, and then he killed. Krishna was inside along with the cowherd boys. When Agasura was killed, from his body, the soul has come out. And he was waiting outside in the sky for the Krishna to come out. And then meanwhile, all the demigods, they were watching from the sky the wonderful pastime of Krishna killing Agasura. And they were all very relieved because it is said that the demigods are so disturbed even though they drank Amrita because Agasura is alive, they are very skeptical whether this Amrita will work or not. They were so scared of Agasura. He was such a huge demon. Then that soul was waiting and then Vishnachara Thakur writes, That light actually is that is the effulgence of the soul. Usually is not seen by naked eyes. But still, all the demigods and all the other people, they were able to see that soul, that effulgent light, waiting outside, because Krishna wanted to show to all these demigods that, see, the advantage of being killed by me, that, you know, even these demigods and all those so many sages and all, even though they do great tapasya, they don't get this kind of liberation also. You know, Sahaja, like that. So that soul entered, as soon as Krishna came out, that soul has entered into the body of Krishna. Later on, Vishnu Thakur says that actually, 38 and 39 verse of the same chapter, it shows that Agasura attained Sarupya Mukti. Another meaning given by Vishnu Thakur says that, even though demigods are watching, without caring for them, the soul of Agasura entered the body of Krishna. Another meaning that gives, that is given like that. So when Agasura attained liberation, it is said that Brahmaji is very upset. And this Chitragupta is also very upset. Yamaraj is also very upset. You know why? Because he was so sinful, they were printing, you know, so many pages of all his sinful reactions, sinful activities. You know? And Brahmaji had to appoint so many clerks, like Chitragupta, paying them salary. You know? Because everybody became very tired of writing all his sins, list of sins. And Brahmaji was planning, Yamaraj was planning, that, you know, we'll punish him like this, we'll punish him like this, we'll punish him like this, because he was tormenting so many living entities like this. So when Agasura got liberation, they were all upset with Krishna, that, are, itna liberation dena hai, pehle bolna chahiye tha, ye sab, you know, labor we could have saved. We could have saved all this labor if you had told us, you know, you are going to liberate Agasura demon like this. Because, you know, we are very tired of writing all his chitta of sinful reactions. You know, sinful activities. Like that. So this is the mercy of Krishna. So it is said that, Naitad vichitram manujarbha mainaha paravaranam paramasya vedasaha agopi yat sparshana daut pataka praptatma samyav asatam sudurlabham. It is said that it is not at all very surprising that Krishna, who is the cause of all causes and the effect also, and Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is not difficult for him to assume this beautiful form of Krishna, Nandanandan, because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And agopiyat sparshana dauta patakaha, because of Agasura being touched by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally he entered into the body of Agasura. Because of that, sparshana dauta pataka means all his sinful reactions became cleansed off. And Vishnu Thakur says that he attained sarupya mukti. Right? Praptatya samya asatam sudullabataha. But this kind of liberation, even Sahaja Mukti also, even for great sages, very, very difficult. What to speak of asatam, you know, sinful people. But still, Agasura got this liberation because of the causeless mercy of Krishna. Because he touched, you know. So, like that, it is said by Acharyas that even bodies of Vaishnavas also, you know, they are not engaged in Krishna's service after they die. Great Acharyas also, their bodies are, you know, given samadhi, right? But Agasura, Krishna made him so fortunate that even after dying, Agasura's body is being engaged in Krishna's service, because it has become like a museum, you know, park. Agasura's body is a huge body, and then it dried up. And that bad smell and all is gone. And all the boys, they used to play. You know, it is an amusement park, it became Agasura's body. Like that, it was described. Like that. So, this is all the mercy of Krishna. You know? Sakrityad anga prajimanti rahitaha manomayam bhagavatim dadogatim sayeva nityatma sukhanubhuti abhi ಯುದಸ್ಸಮಾಯೋ ಅಂತರ್ಗತ ಕಿಂ ಪುನಃ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಖದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. 39th ವರ್ಸ್ ಅಗಸ್ರ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ 13th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10th ಕ್ಯಾಂಡು. ಸಕೃದ್ ಅಂಗ ಪ್ರತಿಮಾಂತರ್ ಆಹಿತ. ಈವನ್ ಬೈ ಫೋರ್ ಈವನ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಹೂ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈವನ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಈವನ್ ಬೈ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಹೂ ಥಿಂಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಸವಿಹಾರಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ you know forcibly meditates on the form of the Lord Radha Rasbihari, you know, brings them in the heart or in the mind even by force also, such a person by the mercy of Krishna they will attain sarupya mukti, right? Just like Agasura got it. So what to speak of those devotees, you know, who when Krishna incarnates and performs pastimes, you know, enters the heart. You know, who is able to destroy the maya? Yudatsa mayo antargataha kim punaha. Right? Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says that when Krishna appears, you know, when somebody meditates on the Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, you know, Nama Rupa Gunan Leela, you know, they will attain Vaikuntha some mukti like that, like Katvanga Maharaj, Dhru Maharaj and all that, right? So all this Katvanga Maharaj and all, they have attained this mukti by bhakti, by performing devotional service. But in the case of Agasura, he has not even performed any bhakti, any vraja, you know, any bhakti. But still, he attained that kind of mukti because the Vishnu Thakur explains that when Krishna appears in this world and performs wonderful pastimes, there is an, please remember this, there is an extra surge of mercy flowing. What? Extra surge of mercy is flowing. So anybody, any living entity who comes in little contact also, they will attain Vaikuntha. Any contact. Like when Krishna was going to from Dwarka to Hastinapur, people came to know, and then there are millions of people are waiting outside. And then Krishna was going on the chariot. And they are driving very fast. But all those people who got even a glimpse of Krishna, Dwarkadish, they went back home, back to Godhead. Glimpse. When Krishna was going in the forest and all, when he touched all these plants and you know creepers and all, they all, because of the touch of Krishna, they all went back home. Lord Ramchandra, you know, like Lord Ramchandra, Prabhupada say in earlier purport I gave a class, you know, three incarnations, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna and Lord Ramchandra, they are extra merciful in delivering the people. Right? When Ramchandra was telling them, Mother Sita, I had to go to the forest, Sitaji immediately said, I am also coming. I am also coming. Then Ramchandra said, no, in the forest there will be cruel animals. During the daytime, you cannot have peace of mind because the lions and tigers and all, they are always roaring. And in the night time, you cannot sleep because of the sound of all the waterfalls falling constantly. Even if these two things are not there, you cannot sleep get proper sleep because the flow, you know, the stones are very hard. You are a Sukumari. How can you sleep? Then he says, then there are poisonous snakes, there are some very biting mosquitoes and all. And huge, you know, like that. There are very dangerous, you know, malaria, brain malaria, which causing brain malaria type, you know, mosquitoes. You know, in Odisha, in the forest, you know, one of my officers, one friends, he was saying, you know, there are such huge, itna bada bada, you know, mosquitoes. He was working for Adivasis there, welfare of Adivasis, right? This, I don't know why, you know. Once one American met Prabhupada in Vishakhapatnam, right? So there all these forests are there. What is that? Palahandi? People are starving, Orissa. What is that forest? Huh? Okay. Pasan karo? Kya bola? Anyway, whatever. So that officer was working there. Such huge mosquitoes used to bite. And then so many of his colleagues, they died. Because of, anyway, Prabhupada, somebody asked, Prabhupada, Swamiji, we are studying Adivasis. Prabhupada said, what is the use of studying low class people? You know, you should study about us, Vaishnavas, high class people. Why are you wasting your time studying about Adivasis? Right? That man was aghast. He wanted to say, all the way America, come from America and study about Adivasis. Anyway, what was he saying? So Ramchandra, he was explaining to Sitaji, right, that all these, you know, mosquitoes will bite you, poisonous you know, bichus, you know, scorpions bite you, please don't come, you know. Sitaji said very iconic words. Please remember what she said. She said, my dear Lord, all these animals will remain cruel. All these snakes and scorpions will remain poisonous. All these mosquitoes and all, they bite. As long as they don't see you. As soon as they see you, they will lose all their cruelty, all their poisonousness, and they will come under your control. So there was no need for me to be fearful. Ramji smiled and said, okay, okay. You know, every argument Rama is making, she is defeating, you know. Then finally he had to agree, you know. He lost, you know, victory in the loss, you know. Right? Then later on it was said, victory in the loss. Because see, then Ramchandra, anyway, I will tell you some other time. Ramchandra embraced Sita and said, actually, how are you thinking that I can live without you for 14 years? You know, I am very happy that you are coming, but I didn't want to force you. That's why I told you not to come. Now, because you want to come on your own, I am very happy. Please come. Like that. Anyway. So, it is said that Ramchandra, when he was going in the forest, you know, whoever come in contact with all the trees, plants and animals, you know, they all went back home, back to God. It is said that Ramchandra is so beautiful, so charming, that all these snakes and all, because he is walking sometimes barefoot, you know, in the forest, you know, in the forest, that all these snakes and all, they became very disturbed because Rama's lotus feet are getting pricked by all these thorns and stones and all. So they became like a dulnap, you know, a bed, you know. So that because snakes, you know, our bodies are very cool and smooth. Anybody touched? Right? Cool and smooth. So they became a bed like, so that Rama, when the walking on the in the forest, they don't become, you know, they don't get pricked because of the stones and all, pebbles and all that. So that was, you know, so whenever these incarnations they come, like Haridas Thakur says to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that my dear Lord, when Vasudev Ratta, he approached you, you delivered entire universe. You delivered the entire universe. So, and then you filled up again all this. So none of us are present when Mahaprabhu performed pastimes. You know that? Not even as a cockroach. Not even as a cockroach we are present. Because Lord Chaitanya delivered entire universe when he was. All the people were replaced by new living entities. And then he took all of them to Vaikuntha, Golok Vrindavan. So that was the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Right? So that is why It is very, very important to get the mercy of the Lord. Right? Another point Prabhupada makes is that all those devotees who are doing the deity worship and touching the transcendental forms of the Lord, they are very, very fortunate. So they also will get the same benefit. Right? So Jannivas Prabhu says that all the devotees who are practicing devotional service, you know, they have to take birth again in the Bhauma Vrindavan, get training as devotees. But those devotees who are doing pujari service, they don't have to take birth again in Bhauma Vrindavan. They can directly go to Golok Vrindavan because they are already trained in, serving the Lord. Right? So it's very glorious. So all these deities, Prabhupada said, Radha Landanishwar, the deities are the first deities, big deities to be installed in ISKCON. And then you can read in Prabhupada Lilamrita, by trick, some Punjabis, they got the deity, a small finger was broken. And then they mentioned to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, we don't mind, we'll take. He, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Brahmananda Prabhu, I think, they all went. Prabhupada went there, they inspected. I said, you can carry them? So Prabhupada practically kidnapped them because he was afraid that they will change their mind. Right? No, Swamiji, no. You can take later, you can take later. No. We have our Tamal, you can carry? So Tamal, he said, yes, Prabhupada. Brahmananda, you can carry? Yes, Prabhupada. So they carried, and they took him in the van. Then Prabhupada turned towards Radha. So they were lying in the laps of Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Brahmananda Prabhu. Brahmananda Prabhu or Gurudas, whoever it is. So they were, then Prabhupada turned towards back and then he offered obeisances. Then he chanted, Chintamani Prakara Sadma Shukalpa Vriksha Lakshavatesha Surabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Samrama Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bajami Vedum Kvanantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham. Like that he started chanting, said, Prabhupada said, this is the trick of Krishna. This is the trick of Krishna, Prabhupada said. He did not want to be with these stupid Hindus, who don't know how to worship them. He wanted to come to us. That's why he played this pastime of breaking his finger. Said, so one of the favorite deities of Srila Prabhupada, Radha Landanishwar. And then Prabhupada said, all the deities in ISKCON, Radha Krishna deities in ISKCON, they are the expansions of Radha Landanishwar. Right? And they are all eternal deities. And by the will, by the desire of Srila Prabhupada, they manifested in different places. Right? That is why Lord Kapila says, Pashyan tite me ruchirana namba santa prasanna vaktra arunalochanani rupani divyani varapradani shakam vacham spruhaniyam vadanti. Pashyan tite me ruchirana namba santa. My dear mother, Devhuti, my dear mother, Shanta, very saintly. Pashyanti teme, when my devotees see my transcendental forms in the temple, Ruchiranana, who are very, very beautiful, Prasanna Vaktra means the deities are always, favorably disposed towards the devotees. Prasanna Vaktra is face. Arunalochanani, his eyes are reddish, like when the sun rises in the beginning, there is a reddishness in the sky, that reddishness is there. Rupani Divyani Varapradani, all these forms are Divya, transcendental, and Varapradani, they are benevolent. What? They are benevolent. Then Shakam Vacham, you know, Spruhaniyam Vadanti. They are actually, they are very friendly towards the devotees. And the devotees speak to the deities. And the deities also, they are very reciprocative with the devotees. Like this, their devotees are always happily disposed of. So Prabhupada writes, these deities, they are not some stone or anything. You know, these atheistic people, they see them as stones, but actually the devotees, you know, their eyes are anointed with ointment of love of God. That is why they see the deities in a different way, you know. So when they see the form of the Lord, they become very happy. And they become very ecstatic seeing the beautiful deities being decorated very beautifully. And, you know, they are beheld by the devotees as transcendental and friends of the law, you know, friends of the devotees, like that. So, it is the duty of the spiritual master to instruct the devotees how to decorate the deity, how to clean the temple and everything. So, when the devotees see the transcendental deities being dressed very gorgeously, you know, they become ecstatic. And sometimes they speak to the Lord, and the Lord also reciprocates, like that. So all the devotees in the temple, you know, they should develop transcendental attachment towards the deities. And they should consider, Radha Raspayari is my life and soul. And I will dedicate my life for their service. You know, like this, you know, Prabhupada says in 4th Canto Bhagavatam, as the devotees gradually, they serve the Lord, you know, gradually they develop attachment. And the Lord also shows compassion on such devotees. And they, when they experience that feeling, you know, then they are very ecstatic, like that, right? That is why it is mentioned that, Tair Darshaniyar Avyavair Udara Vilasa Haseshita Vamasukta, you know, Hrut Atma Hrut Pranascha Bhaktir Anichatome Gatimanvim Prayungte. He says, Krishna, Lord Kapila says that when they see these beautiful forms of the Lord, you know, then what happens? Vilasa Haseshita, you know, Vamasukta means their pastimes, they hear about the Lord when they come to the temple. Then Krishna is, that's why many people they comment, oh, your Radha Raspayari is always smiling. You know? Always smiling. So, smiling lotus face of the Lord. When the devotees see the smiling lotus face of the Lord, you know, then what happens? Hrit Atmana, they lose their consciousness in Krishna consciousness. And Hrit Prana, Bhaktir, you know, their senses are engaged in the service of the deity. You know, at that time, Anichatam Gati Manvim Prayungte, even without their desire, they will attain Krishna Loka. Right? Prabhupada writes, there are first class devotees, second class devotees, third class devotees. Even though third class devotees also, even though they don't have any knowledge, when they see the deity form of the Lord, they lose their consciousness. And when their senses are completely engaged in Krishna's service, when they see the beautiful deity being decorated very gorgeously, and they lose their consciousness, and they become, Prabhupada writes, imperceptibly liberated. All the devotees in the temple, even though they are third class devotees, just being attracted by the deity, wonderful, you know, the deity being wonderfully decorated, they become what? Imperceptibly liberated. And then eventually, they will go back and back to Godhead if they stick to this process of Krishna consciousness. Like that. That is why Srila Prabhupada, Amarendra Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, what is our duty? You know, like that. Then Prabhupada told him that, request the people to chant Hare Krishna and your business is finished. What? Request the people to chant Hare Krishna and your business is finished. Because we are all very attached, you know, that how many devotees I made. I went to this program, so many people came, you know, like that. And then if somebody doesn't become a devotee, we become disappointed. And if you have a group of people behind us, no, see, go to the temple. See, I have done this so much. What the other devotee is doing? You know, I want that post. We fight like that. But actually, what Prabhupada meant is, your duty is to simply tell the people to chant Hare Krishna and give them a book. After that, whether they become devotee or whatever it is a business of Krishna, not yours. So do your duty, but don't be attached to the fruit of your activity. Don't be attached to the result. Like that. So, one devotee asked, Bhagavad Prabhu asked Prabhupada, how to not fall into the ocean of Maya? Right? Srila Prabhupada requested, you have boarded the boat, and boat is sailing in the ocean, and it is being rocked by all the waves. You know? But still, you don't jump out of the boat. You know, don't jump out of the boat. As long as you are in the boat, you are very safe. Even though you may get wet sometimes. Right? You may get wet someday. But don't jump off the boat. If you jump out of the boat, like that one Sadarji, you know, some 12 Sadarjis are traveling in the boat, and the boat rocked, you know, there was a storm. You know, boat did not capsize, but the boat has stopped, you know. Still all the Sadarjis have died. You know why? They got into the water and started pushing the boat. They thought it's some vehicle. So if you jump out of the boat, you know, you will drown. Right? Don't jump out of the boat. Then Prabhupada says, just stick to this process. You know, you may have difficulty. Then he told to Amarendra Prabhu that you don't give up the association of devotees. You know, it is very, very important. He said, you should always stay in the association of devotees by tolerating the intolerable. For us, neophyte means? Neophyte means? Always fight. That is why we are all fighting, right? All the time. Many outside they say that, Are iskan mein itna jhagda karte hai aap log. Right? Even senior devotees also, they fight. You know, we become disturbed. Are aisa jhagda kar rahe hai. Right? Sometimes other devotees' habits, their vyavahar and all, we don't like. Right? Somebody is very angry, or somebody is very lazy and unclean. Right? Sometimes devotees, brahmacharis, like one senior devotee was saying, what is the advantage of going back home back to order? Oh, you don't have to wash your clothes every day. Brahmachari means you have to wash your clothes all the time. Sometimes you see the ashram, 3 days, 4 days, you know, they soak the kapda and leave it there. And after some time, it stinks like anything. Right? Or sometimes, the devotees speak very loudly. So many things happen in ISKCON, right? But Prabhupada said, the most difficult thing in the world is to live with the devotees. Right? But Prabhupada, what did he say? Tolerate the intolerable. Like that, if you stick to this process, serving the deities, offering obeisance to the Lord, then one more aspect, there is no time. You know, some other time I'll explain. So it is very easy to go back home, back to Godhead. Right? So every day you should come to the temple and take darshan. Right? Like I was telling that when Lord Ramchandra came out of the palace to meet Dashrath and Dashrath Maharaj and Kaikeyi, Lakhs and lakhs of people are waiting outside to have a glimpse of Lord Ramchandra. There was not even there is a space even for an atom to fall in between the people. Right? And then everybody was surging forward to have darshan of Lord Ram. Then Valmiki Muni says one very nice iconic verse. It says that there are only two questions on the lips of all the people who have assembled there. One is, have you seen Rama? Has Rama seen you? What? Have you seen Rama? Has Rama seen you? These two questions, they are playing. And everybody was feeling great ecstasy. Because every person assembled there, lakhs of people there, Rama smiling lotus face, they are having darshan. And everybody felt that Rama looked at me and smiled at me. Everybody in the assembly, they felt Rama looked at me and smiled, and then I saw, you know, lotus face of Ramchandra. Like that, Valmiki Muni says in that verse that if you have not seen Rama, and if Rama has not seen you, you know, your own Atma will curse you. What? Your own Atma will curse you. If you have not seen Radharas Vihari every day, and Radharas Vihari didn't see you, you know, then your life is your own Atma will curse you. Then he said, by bhakti, we can see Krishna. By daya, Krishna sees you. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna, Rajendra was touched by Lord, whereas crocodile was killed by Lord. But crocodile could not get the salvation, liberation. He just again became a Gandharva, which he was before lakhs of years.
Later on they will go back, like Nalkuvera and Manigriva. Nalkuvera and Manigriva, they were got liberated and they went back. Even now they are there, but Krishna assured them after their life is over, they will come back to them.
Then Bhagavad Gita, Lord says to Arjuna that if you are killed in the war, if you are killed in the war, you will attain heaven. But where is the question of heaven? Because Lord was always with them. So how if he was to be killed, for example, then he go to heaven? He should go to his place, Ram.
You should understand Bhagavad Gita properly. Krishna is giving, Dharma Shastra is talking about, is giving Dharma Shastra. According to Dharma Shastra, that is what? If a Kshatriya is killed, Hatvava Prapyasi Sargam, Bhoktava, Bhokshasi Mahim. You know, Tasmad Uttishta Kaunteya. Krishna is saying. He is saying, if you die in the battlefield, you can go to Swargaloka. Right? And if you win the war, you can enjoy the prithvi. So, he is talking here, Dharma Shastra. That is what is written in Manusamhita and others. He was just mentioning to him, why are you afraid of, you know, even if you kill, no problem, you will go to Swargaloka. Like that. So, you have to understand it properly. Of course, later on everybody has gone back to it. That is a different story. But this is what is naturally understood, that any Kshatriya who dies in the battlefield, they go to Swarga. Because on every battlefield Krishna is not present. This is a unique situation. Right?
Devada Rishi who cursed crocodile, who Gandharva, he is the same Devada Rishi which is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, last part.
Must be.
Asit and Devala.
Asita Devala. Yes.
Same Rishi. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhuji, you have mentioned that one who goes to Lord's Dham, Vrindavan, he doesn't return back. But we also go many a times, but we have to return back. Why so?
Because we are coming back to Vaikuntha, no? We are Vrindavan only, no? Huh? Is it not so? Huh?
Those who are residential,
you are not going to the material world. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Jagadananda Pandit two instructions. He said, you go to Vrindavan, but don't stay there for many days. And don't associate with local people. I think other day I was staying in the class somewhere. So these are very important instructions. Like that. Our time also will come. Right? Our time also will come. Because we are not actually entering Vrindavan. Vrindavan means cows and calves, Krishna playing, Krishna Balaram playing. Like that. So we are actually covered by Maya. That's why when we go to Vrindavan, we feel very hot. We want AC room. Right? Watch TV. All that stuff. But actually going to Vrindavan means it's a different thing. So the question is, are we really going to Vrindavan? Any other question? Clear? Huh? What is that? What? Oh, there is no time. Some other time I'll explain. Anything else? Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.